seconds.
One time for the underdog.
One time for the underdog.
Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick B. David, and the one thing I can say, that no matter what you read, videos, YouTube, articles, blogs, everybody will tell you that the key to success is to be number one and dominate. But the question is there a benefit to being second place in business? Really? There's benefits to being second place? I mean, didn't Ricky Bobby's father say second place is the first loser? Even I think Vince Lombardi once said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing, right? So Patrick, how can you do a Valuetainment episode titled The Benefits of Being Second Place, right? And you don't understand what I'm talking about here as I get into my message, because I think it's very important for you to realize that before Apple became first place, they were last or second place for a long time. Before anybody becomes first place, they're not first for a very, very long time. And this is a very important strategy for you to be paying attention to today as an entrepreneur, as you're building your business, because there's a lot of power behind it. So the way I want to explain to you the power of this is by giving you a story. In the rental car business, there are two companies that we've all heard about. One, you have Hertz and you have Avis. These guys rent cars for a living. That's how they make their living, by renting cars. Many, many years ago, Avis kept trying to beat Hertz. So here's what they did. They kept trying to say, we're gonna be first place, we're gonna be first place, we're gonna be first place, we're better than Hertz, we're better than Hertz, we're better than Hertz. Didn't work. They tried this campaign for 13 straight years. And you know what happened for 13 straight years for Avis? They lost money, not even zero. They lost money 13 straight years. Avis lost money, Hertz kept making money, they kept losing money. Finally, the marketing team comes together and listen, guys, this is not working out. We are not first place. Let's stop trying to do this and let's change our entire marketing plan. And I said, well, what do you have in mind? He says, well, here's what we need to do. Are we first place? No, Hertz is first place. We're second place. Yes. Well, why don't we say that? What do you mean, why don't we say that? Why don't we tell the customer we're second place? And because we're second place, this matters to us. You matter to us. Has this guy lost his mind? No, we need to do that. Because there's two different types of customers. What are the different types of customers? You have customers that love underdog companies and they always want to buy from underdog companies. And you have customers that always want to buy from the best. I only buy the best. I only buy the best. And you know what's the difference between these two types of customers? You ready for this? Here's the difference. The number one customers are bandwagon customers. You know how these fans always change the best favorite team they have because it's a new team that's winning now, so now they're the bandwagon fan. The moment that team starts losing, now there's this fan. Oh, I'm a Miami Heat fan. No, no, I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. Because I don't care what fan I'm, as long as someone's winning, I'm a fan of the number ones, right? But then you have the loyal fans. Chicago Cubs, loyal fans. Red Sox, loyal fans. There are loyal fans. These are loyal fans that stick around and say, listen, I've been a Cubs fan for 29 years. I'm just a loyal fan because I'm loyal to them. Because there's a certain emotional connection to an underdog company. There's a certain emotional connection to an underdog organization or sports team. I'm connected to them. I'm not emotionally connected here. I just want to know that they're the best. And this changes all the time. Because no one stays number one forever. But underdog is forever. This lasts a lifetime, okay? So Avis versus Hertz. Finally, this guy convinces everybody in the company that our marketing campaign moving forward is the following. Avis is only second in rental cars. So why do business go with us? Because we try harder. Because we try harder. Because we try harder. Meaning, we can't afford to lose you. Hertz can't lose you. You're just another customer. They get so many of them. But we can't afford to lose you. You mean a lot to us. The moment they changed their marketing plan to this, you know what happened? Next year, they made $1.2 million in profits. Then $2.6 million of profits. Then $5 million of profits. Then you know what happened? A new regime came and they went back to what? We're gonna be number one. And then it started losing again. If they would have stuck to this game plan, they would have eventually passed them up. But because they adjusted too soon, they didn't pass them up. So it's important for you to realize as you're building your business, if you're sitting with somebody and your client asks you the following thing, and your client asks you a question and they say, well, you know, what's the difference between you and XYZ company? They say they're number one, right? You ready what you're gonna say? Here's what you're gonna say. Mr. Jones, ma'am, you are right. They are number one, but this is why you matter to us more. They can afford to lose you. See, I can't afford to lose you. I have to do my best to make sure I earn your loyalty. And that means a lot to you, and I hope that means a lot to you as much as it means to me, because I want to do whatever I can to make sure you are serviced properly at the highest possible level. So if that's important to you, I would highly recommend you do business with me. Does that make any sense? Yes, it does. Can we move forward? No problem. Take that approach and do not be afraid to sit with people that are gorillas. I'm in an industry myself where we are not number one. There's a lot of guys bigger than us, but we are doing our part. We are doing our part, and quietly we've been growing. And as we sit with these other guys, and we're doing our part, we have done our best to treat our agents better than anybody else, our customers, our executives, our staff, our partners, because it matters to us. It matters to us. While the guys at the top want to bully, we're coming up is what we're doing. And we're doing our best to take care of everybody more. Take that approach as an entrepreneur while you're doing your business, and you'd be amazed how much more customers will love the fact that you're being transparent with them, and how much more they're going to appreciate the fact that you're going above and beyond everybody else to make sure you service those customers, the employees, the clients, the partners, the vendors that have chosen to do business with you. So with that being said, the message is there are a lot of benefits to being second place. This is definitely one of them. By the way, if you eventually end up being first place, you got to kind of adjust your marketing strategy, just so you know that. Because this doesn't work once you become first place. Then you got to have a whole different play that you got to have in order for you to get up there. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.